Bubble talk
is payback, nigga. No, just saying. What? It's payback from yesterday's show, nigga. I've been waiting on this all night long.
Why?
Good.
For what?
You know exactly for what. Why? Nigga, it's looking like Boston is out of here.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. It took a remarkable man, that boy Hero from Kentucky.
Exactly. Big
five shooting guard. He is, man, like people been sleeping on him. He's just consistent. And I thought he was small, but man, he's got size on him. 6'5". Mm-hmm. Man, I like him. I don't know. Man, Miami, dude, Miami's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see Miami as you saw them, but now as I look at them, they're deep, man. They're deep.
Man, Miami is deep, and everybody wants the goal. Everybody wants to reach the goalpost.
Yeah, and they're together. I just, they're going to be a tough draw, man. They're going to be a problem.
Yeah, they're a problem right now for your Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I think Boston, they'll win the next game, but I think the series is over pretty much. I don't see them, because here's the thing about it. The Heat seems like they win all the close games. I mean, so unless they put a lead out in front of them.
There's no coming back. Hey, look, there's no coming back.
It don't look. I'm just saying, as the barometer shows, the close games are in favor of the Heat. And, hell, they only lost twice. Yeah. And the one game was an overtime. I'm scared of the Heat, man. They might be the best team in the bubble right now. Now, I think the Lakers saying they're going to have that. It won't be easy if they got to face the Heat. This will be hard.
It's going to be hard for them today. Hey, look, it's going to be hard for them today still. Because that Nuggets team ain't no joke either.
Oh, I know. And I just hope they realize that they can't play like they played the last game. Lackadaisical, not wanting to, go. LeBron has to have a loud triple-double, which is amazing because he did have a triple-double. But it can't be like garbage triple-double, garbage point. You know what I mean? Like
I keep telling you what the number one thing that they have to do that I can see that can get them – punch them for sure tickets into the NBA Finals is Dwight Howard needs to get his stuff together.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that totally.
Yeah, you need to get back to acting serious like you was when you was trying to get on this team.
Right, and I noticed he's got a lot of goofy crap going on right now, and he's taking it too lightly, and he's going back to that same Dwight that didn't nobody want to play with because of that same reason.
And you ain't got no ring yet because of that. And you need to realize that you need to change. Without counseling, nigga, it's too late for counseling. You need to figure this out today.
Right. I agree. He's just too goofy, man. I mean, you got to play the best center in the league, dog. It's like, what? Ain't no time for goofiness.
Ain't no time for just ridiculous fouls.
Yeah, you just leaving your feet, trying to block every shot. You know what I mean?
He going for punt fakes, all kinds of stuff, and used to be defensive player of the year.
Right. He going to have to stay grounded with Jokic. Like, keep your feet on the ground, man.
Yeah, and stay in front of him with your hands up.
Hands up.
He hit the hard shots, man. Let him hit your job is to slow him down. We know Jokic is going to get his. He reminds me of Shaquille O'Neal, but with a free throw. That's super dangerous.
Right. They depend on Dwight, too. They need him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need Dwight now, more than ever, dealing with Jokic.
Yeah, it ain't like he can't take the game off, man. Like, he has to play hard every series.
Keep getting technicals.
Exactly.
Ain't there so many technicals before you're out for a couple games or a game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He needs to stop arguing. First of all, man, shut up and play basketball. Damn. This has been the most whining shit show I've ever seen in my life. Everybody's crying. No, it's not.
This is the most geniusest plan that I'd ever seen. Because they know that the X factor to the game, they can get in his head. They know that he's a play fool. They know they can get in his head and they can bait him. And they can bait him into just having horrible games instead of a game one. When they wasn't in his head. Nobody was worried about Dwight to after game one. Then they did the smarter thing.
Yeah, he's getting into it and arguing and, man.
Yeah, because they did the smarter thing. You can't beat him. Trick the nigga into beating himself. And that's what they doing. They tricking him into beating himself.
I agree. He's going to have to be smarter than that. He's going to have to realize exactly his downfall, his attitude, how he handles himself. That's why he was traded. That's why people don't want to play with him. He got to realize that.
Yeah, we're in here to win a game. If you want to go to UFC, hey, there's some UFC fighter right now talking trash to LeBron James. LeBron James is still putting up triple-doubles because he's what? He's playing the game. Dwight Howard is buying into all the extras.
Yeah, he can't do that. He can't do that. You talking about Kobe Covington, the dude who got his jaw broke? Yeah, he's a bum.
Dang.
That's the dude who's talking about LeBron because he whooped Tyron Woodley, who's not even considered a top-five fighter anymore. So what? What happened when he faced Usman? Usman beat the shit out of him and broke his goddamn jaw for all that Trump shit. So,
So that's what it was. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Usman broke his jaw. Told him he said he was going to break Usman's jaw. Usman beat the shit out of him and broke his jaw. Clearly. He's a bum. He's just a second-rate loser talking shit who can't win a championship. He just got his ass demolished.
Well, I'll be tuning in to the guy, is he Skybender?
Stylebender,
yeah. Now, that nigga there.
Yeah, Israel. Yeah, he's cold.
Yeah, he fights Saturday.
Yeah, he's cold. He's cold.
Mm-hmm. I got a call to fight.
Yeah, he's cold. He's cold. But back to Dwight Howard. Let me tell you something. If he don't get his head out of his ass, he's going to be the reason why y'all lose this game tonight.
Yeah, I know that.
So he better play because all that bullshit he doing, he great cost y'all, man. Playing around and shit. All that goofy shit.
Yeah, because like I said,
shut up.
They need to start off with Dwight Howard in the starting lineup because the last thing you want to do is let these Nuggets get off to a comfortable run because once they settle in and get comfortable, you see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Murray hits anything.
people say ain't nothing to worry about, man. I'm worried about the Nuggets. I don't give a crap what y'all say. They didn't beat all kind of teams coming from behind. Look, they ain't out till you get them boys out, period. Ain't nothing safe.
Yeah, and then they thinking I guess the battle for LA was the only thing. That's what the other team, rest of the team, playing like they was playing for the battle of LA. Now that the Clippers is out, everybody's just comfortable. Nah, nigga, this is still the NBA Finals. The best teams that made it in here. There's no time to relax.
Exactly. Y'all thinking, hell, battle LA? Hell, they beat LA. I mean, shit. No, because
guess what? Like you said, they could still win this game, but it'll be 3-1. And if the Nuggets come back.
If they win this game, it'll be 2-2.
If the Lakers win this game, it'll be 3-1. And for the Nuggets come back, as sad as the Clippers. Nobody won the battle of LA. It's still up in the air.
True, because y'all ain't playing.
And both of y'all got took out by the Nuggets.
If they lose this fucking game, man, they're going to be shitty that they did what they did. They're going to be shitty, man.
Yeah. And another thing is, Anthony Davis put that ball on the ground, drive in, and get fouls. He did not drive and get no fouls that game.
And he didn't get no rebounds. Motherfucker had 2 rebounds. Matter of fact, Howard, and McGee had 5 rebounds total. 5. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all playing lackadaisical. Y'all, there's no hustle in you. The hustle plays all went to the Nuggets, except for Rajon Rondo and Caruso's.
Right.
Everybody else turned over their hustle.
Exactly. They're gonna have to get it together, bro.
Yeah, they definitely is. They're gonna have to hear another show like this.
Right, another bubble talk. The next bubble talk ain't gonna be polite.
Heck, you know it ain't. My team let me down like this, dude.
Cause y'all can't afford another L.
And I'm running around here representing you as the GOAT.
Listen, if y'all lose tonight, I'm telling you right now, Denver wins the series. Y'all lose tonight, Denver wins the series. I've already seen it time and time again. It ain't no reason for me to bet against them. Like, I've tried that, and that's no good. If they win tonight, I believe the series is over. I mean, the writing's on the wall. And they're going to be playing their ass off tonight, and they know that, to win this game.
And this is another thing, too. In order for them to even beat Miami, they're going to have to overcome this because Denver plays as a team, so as Miami. So the Lakers are really going to have to become a team and play team ball. And the first part of playing team ball is why we're on Dwight Howard is because you're not a part of the team when you're laughing and finagling and we're this close to a championship. That's not team ball. Like you're playing like you on self stuff. Like, nigga, you want endorsements. Like, you want this. You want that. Nigga, play as a team. The endorsements is going to come if you win.
True.
You're not Superman no more. Nigga, you're part of the Lakers. Whatever you do in these finals.
Damn, why you all on Dwight Howard ass?
Because, man, this nigga, he could be the dominant force in the game, but he's playing.
He was killing this nigga right now.
Man, I hope he hear it. His wife need to send it to him. His kids need to send this to him. Because guess what? You're letting them down by doing all of this lackadaisical stuff. Because they know that you can do it. They're at home when you do it. They're not saying it in your face, but they like, why is he letting him get to him? Why is he keep fouling? He right. Gonna be out the game. They need him in the game. Well, yeah, man. Just put it this way. The nigga really let me down because I knew while we was watching the game. That's why I text you and said, man, they about to lose this game.
You did. You said that early in the game. Like, and we both, and I said what I said. I said, man, are they even playing? Because this motherfucker act like, I mean, they so lackadaisical out here. I mean, damn. They not going to win playing like that. I mean, I see Denver scrapping for every ball, chasing down every loose ball, getting second-hand shots. And I just see, I'm like, man, they don't want to win. They going to give them a game, I guess.
Denver's playing like they didn't want to go home. The Lakers were playing like, man, Clippers out, we can go home now. That's exactly how the game was going.
I agree, but that shit, I'm telling you, man, LeBron knows because he's been there. And there's maybe a couple other players on that, Rondo. But other than that, man, these dudes want to wake up. Dwight, this is your chance to get a ring, you clown. Your only chance to get a ring.
I think this is your last. I swear this is probably your last
chance to get a ring. I suggest you stop being goofy as fuck and play basketball. Like,
yeah, this show is definitely going to be a Dwight Howard, a bubble talk.
Right, it should be Dwight Howard's bubble talk. Get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And a little
Anthony Davis, because he ain't driving that ball and getting fouls like he should be able to. He's standing there waiting on double teams.
That's what I mean. All these sometimey games, man. They're gonna be pissed off when they play that Heat too. They get into that Heat fucking around with that same attitude. They gonna get their ass out of there. Telling you, the Heat ain't even lost. You know what I mean?
You got three steps. You don't got a dribble. Step through one of them. Lock the ball in, take another step, and go up. That's a foul, guaranteed, when they're trying to double you and you're that dang on tall and big.
Right, hell, it take you two steps to get to the goddamn rim.
Uh-huh.
From the three-point line.
So, man, nigga, anybody can get it. Hey, just say.
Right.
So, you, LeBron, lucky he got a triple-double. But, I mean, he still wasn't attacking. But, I mean, I know LeBron, so I'm not really.
LeBron might get over that shit, dude.
No.
If it don't look like that,
this is what I'm saying. A lot of people be thinking LeBron James be giving up and quitting. LeBron James be looking at other people and figuring out where they're going wrong, and he tries to fix that by next game by hollering at them.
Well, you better holler at Anthony Davis, motherfucking ass.
Because, like I said, I noticed.
I
noticed he can go. Look, he can go 200. But guess what? If his team ain't doing, if he's seeing that the team is just falling apart, he gonna hit 150. He ain't gonna hit 200 because he know ain't nobody else even playing good enough to push through to get to 210.
Right, man. Well, they better play. That's all I know. They better play. All this bullshit. You're gonna find yourself on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna be real pissed.
Oh, they let them steal that. They let them y'all steal let the
them,
energy.
Y'all let the motherfuckers sneak this game in, and we're gonna see how this series turn out. I believe if they win this game, it's over. They gonna win because you can't get them hype. I mean, they proven time and time again. They will surprise your ass.
Man, somebody got to figure out something for Jokic's jump shot, and the only person that can is Dwight Howard, but he got to figure it out without fouling.
Yeah, he's just trying to. Yeah, he can't get in foul trouble, man. They need you in the goddamn game. Ain't no stopping Jokic. You just can't let everybody else beat you.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I just think he just needs to stand there and make the shot as difficult as he can without fouling. And, you know, like, if he hit, he hit. If he miss, he miss. But you can't foul him and get in foul trouble so early that you got to go back out. Anthony Davis got to come back in. Jokic's going to lean on him, get him tired. Now he don't even have enough strength for his jump shot.
Exactly.
And that was your job. Hey, look, that was your job. That was your job to do today's star. You done got in the game, got in trouble, and they done reversed the trick onto our star.
Exactly. You supposed to be getting him frustrated and foul trouble and mad and all that. He got you frustrated.
That's another thing, too. They might need to feed the ball into Dwight Howard under the basket and get Jokic in foul trouble as well.
I would say that would be a good thing because, I mean, Jokic's not a very good – he's not a rim protector.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, what is Dwight going to do? He's going to offer – I mean, well, I'm not blaming Dwight. I'm just saying, man, you got to – McGee, Dwight, you know, y'all got good – y'all got big bodies, man. Y'all got
a big job.
Y'all got
– y'all are the key pieces this series.
Right. Y'all have to play good, man. Y'all have to. Y'all got to play big. Y'all got to make it hard for Jokic to score. I mean, if he's hitting jump shots, he's hitting jump shots. But, man, that Joker was getting layups.
Man, like, I'm telling you. Easy layups.
Easy layups. Like, how the hell is he getting this close to the rim? Like, come on, y'all. I mean, I like Denver. I remember me saying Denver didn't have – but they got a lot.
And quit switching off. Hey, look, don't even switch off on Jokic. Just accept the screen, everything. Just let the same person make it around because dude's a awesome passer.
Awesome. Right. So if you switch off, he didn't hit the dude on the cut.
He just you know keep on, or he get a little small ant. This nigga got to go shoot. He got a wet jump shot, and he's shooting against an ant. He's not worried about that. This nigga, right. He's shooting with his kids.
Exactly. Having fun at the park.
So, you know,
you ain't got to do something, man.
Oh, no, man. It's going to be it's gonna be a long night tonight. So go ahead and shout out to Jim.
KEL Fitness is 7106 Short Terrace Drive on the west side of Indianapolis. Come get fit, Indy. Your health is everything. Now, I'm cheering for my Nuggets tonight. If we get the series 2-2, I think Lakers, listen. I'm not a hater by no means. Y'all clearly are the best team. Man, y'all gonna have to play, bro. Because those teams are hungry. These kids might never get another chance. I mean, you think about Miami, Denver. I mean, LeBron's always going to get a chance because he's just that good of a player that he makes a team great where they're already catapulted into the Western Conference. I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm just saying with his talent, I mean, but you got to think these other kids, bro, they'll never see this day again. Denver might never.
But I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. If Rondo show up, that showed up at the end of that, in the fourth quarter, when he got mad, like, man, y'all niggas ain't playing? What? Y'all ain't got love for Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg? And I just start taking people's stuff.
But the thing is, Rondo needs all of them. You see what I'm saying? While he's doing that, you got the whole damn Denver team doing that. All I'm saying is, I'll be very careful, man.
The team needs to play, like you said.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying. Like, these kids realize that they don't have a LeBron on their team. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They might not be back. So they're going to play. Think about Miami. Come on, man. You think they're not going to play? Dude, they're going to. No days off, man. You can't take a break. That's all I'm saying. Y'all got to play, bro. They coming for that throne. They may not get it, but they're coming.
They're definitely coming. And they ain't to be taken lightly. So we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. So y'all stay safe.
Yes, sir.